Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS. Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward at 8:30 here on a Tuesday. A former lawyer in Wichita pleaded guilty Monday to a federal embezzlement charge, according to U.S. Attorney Stephen McAllister. 69-year-old Christopher O'Brien pleaded guilty to one count of embezzlement from an estate in his plea. O'Brien admitted he embezzled more than $132,000 from the bankruptcy estate of Roger L. and Maria K. Altus while he was representing the couple. O'Brien voluntarily surrendered his license to practice law in Kansas. In his plea, he agreed to an order of restitution of more than $728,000, including the Altus case and two others. Sentencing is set for June 3rd. He faces a penalty of up to 5 years.
A hearing is set for today for a nurse in Arizona charged with sexually assaulting an incapacitated woman who later gave birth.
Nathan Sutherland has pleaded not guilty to charges of sexual assault and abuse of a vulnerable adult. He is accused of raping a 29-year-old woman who was a patient at Hacienda Healthcare, where he was an LPN at the time. He has since given up his nursing license. Workers didn't know the patient was pregnant until she gave birth on December 29th. Investigators say Sutherland's DNA matched a sample from the woman's newborn, and his attorney says there's no direct evidence linking Sutherland to the rape. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Police are investigating an aggravated robbery in northeast Wichita at a Circle K gas station at 13th and Oliver. Officer Charlie Davidson says police were dispatched to the scene early Sunday.
They contacted a 26-year-old female employee. She reported that she was outside of the business when an unknown suspect approached her, pointed a handgun at her, and demanded money. The suspect did take money from the business and then flee on foot.
The male suspect, described as wearing a light gray hoodie with gray gloves, black and white pajama pants, and a white bandana.
Kansas Senate President Susan Weigel of Wichita and another key Republican say Governor Laura Kelly's nomination of a trial court judge for the State Court of Appeals should be withdrawn.
Weigel and Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Rick Wilborn said Monday that they imposed Kelly's nomination of Labette County District Judge Jeffrey Jack. They cited tweets and retweets criticizing President Trump and expressing support for gun control and abortion rights. Kelly's spokeswoman Ashley Aull called the Twitter post, quote, troubling, and said the governor's office is looking into them. Jack has been a Labette County District Judge since 2005. Kelly nominated him Friday for an open seat in the state's second highest court. Weigel predicted that the Senate would not confirm Jack. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
So what is the fate of baseball's NBC World Series now that its longtime home, LD Stadium, has been demolished? Wichita Mayor Jeff Longwell tells KNSS News.
The NBC tournament is comprised of basically a play-in week and a championship week. So play-in week's going to have to permanently be placed somewhere else. We think X Stadium is where they're looking at. And then championship week can be played at the stadium. But we won't be able to combine those 2 weeks in the new stadium.
Longwell says the NBC Hall of Fame will have a home in the new stadium. Today's Wichita City Council meeting will have a late start at 6 p.m. to accommodate citizens who want to have their say about plans for the new stadium, Longwell commented during Mondays with the mayor on the Steve and Ted in the Morning show here on KNSS.
The case of a racially charged police-involved shooting is headed to trial in Pennsylvania.
Jury selection is complete for the trial of 30-year-old police officer Michael Rosefeld, who is charged with murdering 17-year-old Antoine Rose in East Pittsburgh. The black teenager was shot by the white police officer last year running from a traffic stop, a shooting that touched off weeks of protests. The jury comprises of people who live in Dauphin County. That's where Harrisburg is located, because a judge ruled it would be hard to find an impartial panel in the East Pittsburgh area. The jury, which is split evenly between men and women and consists of three African Americans, will be bused to the courthouse. Ken Duffy, Fox News.
A young woman who pushed her friend off a bridge last summer may not have to serve any jail time.
19-year-old Taylor Smith admits to pushing 16-year-old Jordan Holgerson off the 50-foot high span at a popular swimming area near Vancouver, Washington in August. Video of the incident went viral. The fall punctured Holgerson's lungs and she ended up with 6 broken ribs. Smith pleaded guilty Monday to misdemeanor reckless endangerment. She says at the time she didn't consider the repercussions. Prosecutors are recommending no jail time. Holgerson's mother says she and her daughter want this chapter of their lives to be over. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
Now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Cloud cover continues to spread into south central Kansas with rain chances going up this afternoon. Our high 61. Scattered showers through this evening. Our overnight low 38. And we become sunny on Wednesday. Tomorrow's high near 60. 60 and sunny again Thursday afternoon. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now mostly cloudy. 41 degrees. A southeast wind at 8 miles per hour. KNSS News time now, 8:35. How about entertainment news? The Blur with Ted Woodward this morning and yet another case of possible sexual misconduct. Right, Ted?
Yeah, the head of Warner Brothers is stepping down.
The CEO and chairman of Warner Brothers is the latest person to be brought down by allegations of sexual misconduct. According to a statement from the studio, Kevin Sugihara will be stepping down from the position he's held for the last 6 years. Warner Media says that Sugihara will no longer be working with the company after it was revealed through a series of text messages that he allegedly promised actress Charlotte Kirk, from movies such as Ocean's 8, favorable movie roles and auditions in exchange for a sexual relationship. Deadline reports that in a memo to his staff, Sugihara explained his decision for leaving as being part of Warner Brothers' best interest. Mike Unzelman, Fox News.
Let's get up close with the very busy Ben Vereen.
The Fox Celebrity Profile on Tony winner Ben Vereen.
Is that my baby girl?
Daddy.
Hey, come on in.
Vereen is currently on Fox's drama Star, and he's also on the road with his own show. He shares what makes the cut in his live performances these days.
It's a good time, inspiring time, to inspire each other. We need that now today more than ever. I'm doing a show at Dizzy's, a jazz at Lincoln Center, at Dizzy's Club there. Lisi Fontaine, my godchild, will be singing, big band. We'll be doing songs of Frank Sinatra, Sammy Davis Jr., and a few other friends of mine, and it's going to be quite an evening. It starts April 4th through the 7th.
The show goes on from there to other cities. He spoke about his favorite part of having that audience interaction.
The wonderful thing about having a show that's not scripted is that I can take the time to expound to the audience, explain things to them, talk to them, and share with them intimate stories as we move along the journey.
Ashley Dvorkin, Fox News.
Let's take a look at this year's inductees to the Country Music Hall of Fame.
I'm Mike Gunzelman. The Country Music Association announced this year's 2019 Hall of Fame class, and it features a little bit of everything. The way you look, the way you laugh. The duo of Brooks and Dunn will be inducted into the Modern Era Artist category, celebrating a career that has seen over 20 number one songs, 2 Grammy Awards, and over 30 million albums sold. They'll be joined by comedic singer Ray Stevens, known for his Grammy-winning song Everything is Beautiful, that he performed on The Andy Williams Show, as well as producer and former RCA Records head Jerry Bradley. And Ringo Starr is back in the studio working on his new album, a representative for the artist said. No word yet on when the new album will be coming out by the former Beatles drummer who will be turning 79 years old in July. Meanwhile, Madonna has teased fans with new music as the Material Girl posted an Instagram of her slicing an apple with the caption, "A taste of things to come, hashtag music." That's Fox Rocks on Fox News.
Why wasn't Ray Stevens already in the Country Music Hall?
No, no.
Come on.
No.
Yeah. Love Ray Stevens. Let's take a look at some of the comedy last night. Let's check in with Conan O'Brien on TBS.
A prominent psychiatrist said that Felicity Huffman, Lori Loughlin, and many other celebrities suffer from something called acquired situational narcissism. Yeah. Yeah, I stopped reading the article because it wasn't about me.
The Tonight Show, starring Jimmy Fallon on NBC.
This is very unexpected. Over the weekend, J.K. Rowling revealed that Dumbledore had an intense sexual relationship with Grindelwald. You can read all about it in her next book, Harry Potter and the Chamber of Too Much Information.
And Late Night with Seth Meyers on NBC.
Trump administration today proposed limits on student loan borrowing in an effort to cut down the cost of college. Oh, thank God, said Lori Loughlin.
Oh, boy.
Steve, it was 40 years ago on this day that Cable Satellite Public Affairs Network began.
Cable Satellite Public Affairs.
What does that stand for?
Cable C-S-P-A.
N. C-SPAN.
Oh, C-SPAN, okay.
C-SPAN began 40 years ago today, televising the U.S. House of Representatives floor proceedings
with
a live
that's
feed.
Right. That's right, yeah.
And it's still on. C-SPAN's been going for 40 years now, so anytime you want to watch the House of Representatives, you flip
that
on C-SPAN.
That is some real entertainment there.
Hey, I turn it on once
sometimes
in a while.
Sometimes it's pretty
going
good,
on.
Yeah.
10 years ago on this night, President Barack Obama appeared on NBC's The Tonight Show with Jay Leno. First time ever that a sitting president has appeared on a late night talk show. So that was groundbreaking. 10 years ago tonight.
Some presidents would not be comfortable with that kind of situation.
Well, there was a time in history when that would be considered just incredibly demeaning to the office of the president.
I think that Nixon and Kennedy both were on with Jack Parr. Maybe. I could be wrong about that. In the old Tonight Show.
I'd have
to check it out. But yeah, it's still not done.
But now it's done all the time.
Yeah.
Now it's anytime you can get on screen, get on screen.
Get on there.
Yeah, that's the deal.
Voters.
A couple movie anniversaries today. It was 60 years ago today. It came out in Wichita movie theaters. The Shaggy Dog. Walt Disney, black and white movie. About a teenager that turns into a shaggy dog.
Who is it, Tommy Kirk?
Tommy Kirk. Fred McMurray was the dad. Annette Funicello was the girlfriend.
I'm sure I've seen it if Annette's in it.
It was Walt Disney's first live-action comedy. And it convinced them to start doing more things like that.
Boy who turns into a dog.
Yeah.
Most teenagers do.
Got a victim of a cursed ring and turns into a shaggy dog. Yeah. The initial release grossed more than $9 million, and it was made for $1 million. So it's turned a huge profit,
Walt,
making it more profitable than another movie that came out that same year, Ben-Hur.
Ben-Hur.
The Shaggy Dog made more money than Ben-Hur on its original release. Yeah, Walt Disney knew how to make money.
Walt knew how to make,
there you go. We have another movie celebrating its 60th anniversary today.
Does it have an ad in it?
No.
Oh, okay. Never mind.
Some Like It Hot.
Oh, gosh.
Came out had its world premiere 60 years ago today in Chicago and Memphis. Mm. Of course, Marilyn Monroe, Tony Curtis, Jack Lemmon. Many critics consider it one of the best movies of all time.
Yeah, and one of the best funny movies, too. Comedy.
Yep. Comedies. It was produced without approval by the Motion Picture Production Code. Did play with the ideas
racy.
Of homosexuality and cross-dressing. The code had been weakening throughout the 1950s, but this movie pretty much put the nail in the coffin on the Hays Code. But boy, it was clever.
Oh, yeah.
Tony Curtis was, of course, the original choice to play Joe. One of the guys. The other role, that eventually went to Jack Lemmon, Frank Sinatra was their first target for that.
Oh, no.
But he did not come to audition. Jerry Lewis and Danny Kaye were then apparently the next two in line to do that role.
Really?
They settled on Jack Lemmon.
And he was terrific.
Well, Lemmon was somewhat of a newcomer at that time.
Had he done The Apartment yet?
Nope.
All right. Well, he sure owned the part.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But can you imagine how different that movie would have been with Jerry Lewis or Danny Kaye in that role?
I think it would have been bad.
Marilyn Monroe was not the first choice for her part. Mitzi Gaynor was the first one they wanted. But as soon as Marilyn got wind of the project and wanted in, she got
She got it.
Yeah.
Yep.
Some Like It Hot. It got nominated for several Oscars, only won one. Best costumes in a black and white movie.
Okay.
Of course, Ben-Hur and Anne Frank won most of the Oscars that year. Some Like It Hot came out 60 years ago today. And a couple of birthdays. We do... Let's check in with American Idol last night.
You could travel the world, but nothing comes close to the golden curls. You can party with eyes. You'll be falling in love.
Do I sound like I yodel? Is that my signature sound?
I hope you like
it. I liked it. It was great.
Thank you.
It was spot on. It was.
Shut up.
It was great. If you like yodeling cats.
American Idol last night. Happy birthday to... remember the first James Bond movie, Dr. No?
Dr. No.
When... Honey Rider came
Honey
up out
Rider.
Of the out of the out of the Caribbean Sea there. Mm. The 10th James Bond.
Was that Ursula Andress?
Ursula Andress.
Yeah.
She is 83 today. Happy birthday, Ursula Andress, 83. first Bond girl, Honey Ryder.
I'll be still cavorting in the surf.
And we also have a singer with a birthday today.
I ain't got a mother. I ain't got a border.
There he is. The unmistakable Clarence Frogman Henry. 82 today.
Ooh.
Frogman Henry.
Frogman.
Had a huge hit with this. Ain't Got No Home. 1958. Hit number 3 on the R&B charts. Made top 20 in the pop charts. Ain't Got No Home. Happy birthday, Frogman Henry is 82 today. You love Frogman, don't you?
I never heard of the Frogman.
It was in the top. This is one of the great oldies hits.
I've never heard it.
All right. Entertainment news in the blur brought to you by Napoleon Appliance Repair. They do repair and they install appliances. Pretty simple. If you need that help, they'll get you fixed up. Terry or Rachel will get you an appointment at 409-1525. 409-1525, Napoleon Appliance Repair.
I look at pay for Spirit's top executives. Editor Bill Roy, the Butcher Top Business Journal. Coming up, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.